Senator Todd Kominsky, a Long Island Democrat, says there's been a lot of publicity about Russian operatives using Facebook and other social media to influence the 2016 presidential race. But he says it's also happening in New York races as well and needs to stop.
And the way it's been used has been subverting our democracy. People have been putting out ads, and we don't know who they are, we don't know where they come from, and it is undermining our democracy. We know this is happening from foreign agents, but it's important to note that it happens right in our very state, in political races in our very state.
Kominsky says he's been the target of some of the ads, including one which said he was responsible for his home district of Long Beach losing $3 million in school aid, when in fact the opposite occurred and the school district gained money. Kominsky says someone appears to be closely monitoring the sites and erasing any comments that try to correct the false information.
If someone writes, hey, I actually looked the news today, I saw the numbers, this is not true, someone erases that comment. There's like some, like, so someone's like monitoring this stuff somewhere like full time. Like within 12 hours of votes I've taken, an ad about that vote will like pop up. So this is very scary. It's very insidious.
Assemblyman James Skoufis of the Hudson Valley has also been a target of anonymous ads since late 2015. He says the ads often have innocuous sounding names, but exist for a darker purpose to spread what he says is malicious and false information.
In my area, for example, there's a Facebook group called My Hudson Valley that promotes and pays for these ads. There's a group called Not Our Tax Dollars that goes out and promotes these ads. There are even really fuzzy and warm-sounding groups like I Love Bear Mountain, New York, that are promoting political ads about how awful James Skoufis is in our, you know, on our environmental records in and around Bear Mountain.
Which he says is untrue. Assemblyman Skoufis says he's tried filing complaints with the State Board of Elections, which is investigating. But he says none of the anonymous groups have registered with the board, so the probe is limited. Kominsky and other lawmakers would like to impose the same disclosure requirements on Facebook ads as exist for television ads. At broadcast stations, political advertisements must clearly disclose who paid for the ads. He says Facebook and other social media are the modern equivalent of TV as well as newspapers, and the ads should be subject to the same rules.
Just let us know where these ads are coming from. That's the law we have with our television ads, but New York has a gaping loophole that, believe it or not, does not apply to radio ads, does not apply to print ads, and does not apply to social media. We have to change that.
The lawmakers say they believe Facebook and the other companies know who paid for the ads, so it would not be that big a step to require the disclosure. The measure would also cover political mailings, which also do not have to disclose sponsorship. Kominsky and other Democrats in the Senate say it's particularly important that the loophole in the law be closed this year, when the 2018 races for control of the state Senate will be hotly contested. The lawmakers recently got some support from Governor Cuomo. He proposed similar legislation in his state budget plan. Republicans, who hold the majority in the state Senate, have not yet signed on to the bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.